tell it as stories to their friends. Right? Does anyone else have any? That's a good example. Anybody else have any wow experience they put into their business?
I go visit on commercial customers monthly, spend with property managers and condo associations. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go around it. That gives them an opportunity to give me feedback in person.
Right.
As to how they're being treated by the technicians that go outside as well.
Right. That's awesome. That's a great example. That's kind of like what Howard teaches when you're bringing food around personally to people. Right. What are some other experiences? Any of you guys created just amazing experiences? Really?
Then I picked up all the shirts from somebody else, looking for clients. And she said, "Oh, since I saw you coming, I knew you were bringing me something."
How cool. That is so awesome. So think about what you can do. Like if you owned a digital marketing agency, like what could you think about it? Brainstorm. Like what kind of experience could you provide where they would talk about it? Sometimes it might have nothing to do with your business. Maybe you just do something else, whether it's sending them, a box of brownies or, I used to have one friend. He was in financial services, and I don't know if it was annoying or it was just a wow experience. I'd like to think it was a wow experience because the guy was super successful. So he had this thing called the Shock and Awe campaign. The Shock and Awe. So when he got a brand new client, like you get clients, right? New clients. So when he got a new client, he would send them a series of gifts. Like not just one. The first week he'd get something, the second week they'd get something, the third week they'd get something, and like the first week it could be brownies. The next week, perhaps a book, right? The third week was, I can't remember what exactly he sent out. I don't know if it was like flowers or something like that, but anyways, there were three different things, and he would just track it. He had a little system where he would track it, and he would send multiple things. Now, if you can afford to do that, like if your clients are going to spend several thousand dollars with you, probably can afford to do that. But it was Shock and Awe campaign, is what he called it. And people talked about that. He told everybody about it. Every time he got something, he'd post it on Facebook, and it was just really cool. There's a famous, go ahead. Oh, you've taken them to get a pedicure. Was that just an excuse for you to go get a pedicure? But so think about something that you can do in your business that's just phenomenal, like extraordinary. I mean, some of these things you got to be creative about. But if you can get something that's just so above and beyond, people are going to talk about it. And especially in this day of social media, it's going to get shared on social media, I guarantee you. I mentioned my brother passed away last week, and Motel 6, they just happened to be staying at a Motel 6 visiting somebody. That's where he died. He died right on the grounds of Motel 6. They put him in an ambulance, or he died on the way, I don't even know. But it happened right out of Motel 6. And the Motel 6, we had two rooms there for two different, I had the in-laws over here and brother there. Anyways, they comped us several nights worth of rooms. I mean, I've been in a lot of hotels and they're like tight. And they comped us rooms when they found out about what was happening. And I thought that was just the most awesome thing. And I've told a lot